Jan Sangha, associating with those averse to bhakti. The word Jan refers to people, both men and women. In Bhaktirasami Sindhu 1.2.91, Sri Rupa Goswami has written, Sadho Sangha Sotovare. A sadhaka should associate with saintly persons who are more advanced than himself. A bhakti sadhaka is in all respect naturally more advanced than karmis and jnanis. Bhagavad Gita 7.28 mentions, Yesham tav antgatam papam jananam punyam karmanam te dvanda moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridhavratah. Those pious persons whose sins have been eradicated become free from the bewilderment of duality such as happiness and misery and engage in worship of me with firm determination. Because devotees become freed from the delusion of duality of sin and piety after completely surrendering to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, it follows that the activities they perform are fully pure. They do not possess the tendency to perform sinful acts. Being under the shelter of the omniscient Lord, their fund of knowledge is not poor like that of karmis and jnanis. Faith means Shraddha. In Krishna, bhakti develops. As a result, spiritual merit means Sukriti, accumulated over the course of many births. Devotees, therefore, perform righteous acts. What doubt can remain about this? Upon the awakening of Shraddha, one naturally obtains a taste for the association of saintly persons, called Satsanga. What cannot be achieved through Satsanga? Bhagwan himself glorifies its importance. Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhaktas chate janaha, mad bhakta nam chaye bhaktas, te me bhakta tama mataha. Adi Puran. O Partha, those who claim to be my devotees are not my actual devotees, but those who are devotees of my devotees are my true devotees. The necessity of satsanga. Darshana sparshana alapaha saha vasa devi shanat bhakta punanti krishnasya sakshat apicha pukasham. Hari Bhakti Vilas 10.171. A mere moment of seeing, touching, speaking to, or associating with the devotees of Krishna purifies even dog eaters. Also, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.32 mentions, Naisham matis tavat urukramangrihi sparshati anartha pagmo yad arthaha maishyam padareju abhishekam nishkinchanam nam vrinit yavad. The intelligence of those who do not consider the ultimate goal to be the dust of lotus feet of great personalities, who possess prema for Bhagwan, and who are without material attachments cannot touch the lotus feet of Bhagwan, the destroyer of all anarthas. Bhakti cannot be infused into the heart of fallen persons who lack the association of Bhagwan's devotees. Satsanga is absolutely necessary for sadhakas. Therefore, we should understand that the word Janasanga here refers to the association of persons who are devoid of bhakti. The necessity of avoiding a satsanga. Sri Rupa Goswami has ordained abandoning the association of persons who are averse to Krishna as one of the limbs of bhakti. Sangha tyago vidurena bhagavad vimukher janaha Bhaktirasami Sindhu 1.2.43. One should give up the association of persons who are opposed to Bhagwan. Those who desire to attain Krishna bhakti must, before all else, renounce the association of persons who are averse to Krishna. This means they should not relate with such persons through the activities of bhakti mentioned in the fourth verse of Upadeshamrit, like giving or receiving gifts, speaking to or hearing from them on any confidential subject matter, feeding them or being fed by them, conversing with such person in the course of ordinary worldly dealings does not qualify as Sangha. Rather, It is considered sangha when such dealings are full of binding affection. It is essential for every practitioner of bhakti to know how many types of persons exist who are averse to Bhagwan. Therefore, although we do not desire to do so, we are listing them here. They are of seven types. 1. Monist and atheist, means Mayavadis and Nastikas. 2. Materialistics, means Vishais. 3. Those who associate with materialistics, means Vishai Sangis. 4. The opposite gender, means Yoshit. 5. Those who illicitly associate with the opposite gender, means Yoshit Sangis. 6. Those who make a show of following religious principles, means Dharma Dhvajis. 7. Uncivilized and foolish persons of atrocious conduct, means Durachari Mood Buddhi Antyajya. 1. Monist and Atheist. Mayavadis do not accept the eternal names, forms, qualities, pastimes, and potencies of Bhagwan, and they believe the living entity to be illusory. Therefore, according to them, the living entity's existence is not eternal. They do not even accept bhakti to be eternal. Rather, they consider it merely a provisional medium to attain jnana. The entirety of Mayavadi's Siddhanta is opposed to the principles of pure devotional service, Shuddha Bhakti Tattva. For this reason, bhakti eventually vanishes by the association of Mayavadis. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit Antya Leela 2.95, Sri Rupa Goswami is quoted as follows: Vaishnav Haiya Jebe Sharirak Bhashya Sune Sevya Sevak Bhav Chhadi Apnare Ishwar Mane. Vaishnavs who hear Sharirak Bhashya, the Mayavad commentary on Brahma Sutra, give up their mood of being a servant of their master, Bhagwan, and instead consider themselves to be Bhagwan. Those who do not accept the truth of a supreme controller as described in the Vedas are atheists, and their heart is contaminated with dry logic. Associating with them thus diminishes one's bhakti. 2. Materialistics. The association of materialistics, means Vishais, is extremely dishonorable. Those who are always absorbed in sense objects, Vishai, are full of criticism of others, envy and violence. Quarreling and hankering for sense object is their life. The more they engage in sense gratification, the more their thirst for enjoyment intensifies. They do not receive any opportunity to hear and chant about Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Whether they engage in pious or impious activities, they always remain far from the truth of the soul, Atma Tattva. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela 6.278 mentions, Vishare an khaile malin hai man, malin man haile nahe Krishner smaran. The mind of a person who eats food prepared by materialistic becomes contaminated. With a contaminated mind, he cannot remember Krishna. Those who externally accept sense objects in order to maintain their life but remain absorbed in contemplating Atma Tattva are situated in a much higher position than sense gratifiers who are attached to the fruits of their actions. 3. People who associate with materialistics. Both sense enjoyers, all materialistics means Vishais, are those who associate with sense enjoyers, Vishai Sangis, are averse to Bhagwan. One who associates with a materialistic is in fact a materialistic himself, because he constantly meditates on sense objects. There are some persons who are not so much sense enjoyers themselves, but who take pleasure in associating with sense enjoyers. One should not associate with such persons also, because one will quickly become a sense enjoyer. There are two types of sense enjoyers and those who associate with sense enjoyers. 1. Those who have made Bhagwan part of their sense gratification. And 2. Those whose sense gratification is for Bhagwan. The association of the second type of materialist is somewhat better than association with the first. Although materialists who enjoy vice sense gratification are better than sinful materialists, a practicing devotee should not associate with them until they become favorably inclined towards Sri Krishna. Simply dressing as a renounce does not enable one to develop a natural detachment from sense objects. Even renouncements are often seen to collect objects of sense gratification. On the other hand, there are people surrounded by sense objects who appear to be materialistic but who internally adopt Yukta Vairagya, that is, appropriate renunciation, accepting everything favorable for the service of Bhagwan, and are fully absorbed in Bhagavad Bhajan. After carefully contemplating these topics, the sadhak should give up the association of Vishayis and Vishayi Sangis and perform bhajan, either in solitude or, if he is fortunate enough, in the association of saintly persons. 4 and 5. The opposite gender and those who illicitly associate with the opposite gender. Male sadhakas should not inappropriately associate with women, and female sadhikas should not inappropriately associate with men. It is very harmful for those engaged in spiritual practice. Men or women are of two types. The contact and communication between a couple married in accordance with Vedic rules and regulations is not sinful, but it is considered to be pious, as it is in accordance with spiritual injunctions. But when such conduct takes place with a mutual attachment that transgresses the rules pertaining to one's duty, it is considered Yoshit Sangha for men and Purush Sangha for women. This type of association is very harmful for those who perform or desire to perform Bhagavad Bhajan. If the spouse of a person practicing bhakti is guilty of inappropriate association, Sangha Dosha, it becomes an obstacle for that person. If a wife helps her husband in bhakti sadhan, then associating with her cannot be called Yoshi Sangha. But if she creates obstacle in his bhakti sadhan, then he should give up her association through sincere endeavors. The wife of Sri Ramanujacharya had a very quarrelsome nature and used to create many obstacles in his practice of bhakti. Initially, Ramanuja made great endeavors to correct her. But when he was unsuccessful, he left his house and her and departed for Sri Rangam. For us, Sri Ramanujacharya's character is ideal and worthy of emulation. Although some men are not married, they illicitly converse with women. This behavior is considered Yoshit Sangha or Istri Sangha and is most abominable. One should thus attentively give up Yoshit Sangha and the association of Yoshit Sangis. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.31.35 says, Na tatasya bhaven moho bandas chanya prasangata Yoshit Sangha yatha pumso yatha yat sangi sangataha. The illusion and bondage resulting from attachment to a woman or to the association of those who are fond of women is unlike that of attachment to any other object. Regarding the above mentioned situation, it is not opposed to bhakti for a householder sadhak to touch or converse with his wife. On the other hand, a renunciate who has left his house should neither touch nor converse with women under any circumstance. 6a. Those who make a show of adopting religious principles, the first type. Deceitful persons who adopt the external signs of dharma but do not follow dharma themselves are called dharmadhvajis, means those waving a flag of religiosity, and are to always be avoided. They are of two types, the deceitful and the foolish, or the cheaters and the cheated. It is considered contemptible even within the realms of jnana and karma to make a show of following dharma but not actually follow it. But in the realm of bhakti, it is the means of utter ruin for the living entities. There is no association in this world as bad as that of Dharamdhwajis. Even materialistics are better. For the sake of their own interests, Dharmadhwajis deceive foolish persons by outwardly bearing religious symbolism. Some of these rascals become gurus, and thus they make disciples and gather money, kanak, woman, kamani, and prestige, pratishta. Remaining far from the deceitful trickery of such persons, a sadhak is to perform Bhagavad Bhajan without duplicity. Such non-duplicious bhajan is the only means to attain Bhagwan. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.38 states, Saved dhatu padavim parasya duranta viryasya rathangapani yo amayaya santata anuvrittaya bhajet tad pad saroj gandam. The strength and valor of Bhagwan, who carries the wheel of a chariot in his hand, are unlimited. No one can understand their depth. Although he is the creator of the whole world, he is completely beyond it. Only those who render uninterrupted service to his lotus feet without duplicity can understand his form and the mystery of his pastimes. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.42 further states, Yesham sa yesha Bhagavan dayed anantaha sarvatma anashrita pado yadi nirvyakulam te dustaram atiranti cha dev mayam naisham mamaham iti dhihi shva shrigal bhakshay. The unlimited Bhagwan himself bestow mercy upon those who surrender everything to his lotus feet without duplicity. Only the recipients of his mercy cross over insurmountable maya, not those who possess the conception of I and mine in regard to the body, which is destined to be food for dogs and jackals. 6b. Those who make a show of falling religious principles, the second type. When one internally manifests faith in Mayavad and externally exhibits the mood of identifying as a Vaishnav, it is called duplicitous Vaishnavism, kapat Vaishnavata. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the following verses are mentioned in relation to such a Vaishnav, whose name was Ramadas. Ashtaprahar Ram Naam Japen Ratri Dine Sarvatyaji Chalila Jagannath Darshane. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila 13.93. Ramdas chanted for 24 hours, the entire day and night, and gave up everything as he journeyed for darshan for Shri Jagannath. Ramdas jadi pratham prabhur milila Mahaprabhu adhikatar kripana karila antre mumukshu teho vidya garvan sarva chitte janat prabhu sarvagya bhagwan. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila 13.109 and 110. When he first met Sriman Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu did not bestow extensive mercy upon him. Ramdas desired liberation and was conceited due to his learning. But because Mahaprabhu is Bhagwan and all cognizant, he knows the heart of all. Thus, in order to perform pure Hari Bhajan, one must give up the association of Dharmadhwajis. The majority of people in this world are in the category of Dharmadhwajis. Therefore, as long one does not come into the association of those who are pure, it is more beneficial to spend one's life in seclusion and engage in bhajan and sadhan. 7th, uncivilized and foolish persons of atrocious conduct. Associating with foolish, uncivilized persons whose views and conduct are disgraceful destroys bhakti. Foolish persons within an uncivilized nature kill animals and eat their meat, drink wine, and do not observe varnashram dharma. Their character is always lacking in discipline. The association of such persons of bad character, duracharis, contaminates the consciousness. But if a person born in a family that does not follow Vedic conduct displays faith in and a serious taste for bhakti, one should associate with him. In taking his association, one need not fear inauspiciousness. he should still be considered a sadhu, even if he sometimes exhibits inappropriate behavior due to his previous nature and impressions, samskaras. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 9.30 and 31 has determined this in clear words. Apiche suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadur eva samantavyah samyag vyavsati hi saha shipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat shanti nigachati kaunteya prati janihi name bhaktah pranashati. Even if a man of abominable character engages in exclusive devotion to me, he is still to be considered a sadhu, because his intelligence is firmly fixed in bhakti to me. He quickly becomes virtuous and attains eternal peace. O Kaunteya, boldly proclaim that my devotee never perishes. The essence here is that if a person with an uncivilized nature and ill character develops faith in unalloyed devotion called Ananya Bhakti due to some spiritual merit Sukriti, then he is worthy of being considered a sadhu, because he will become righteous, dharmatma, in only a short time. Initially, for a few days, one may witness some ill behavior in him that has resulted from his previous impressions, but still, he should be considered a sadhu. The association of such persons cannot be considered bad association. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.27-29 mentions their symptoms as follow. Jata shado mat kathasu nirvinna sarva karmasu ved dukhatma kana kaman parityagyo api anishvara tato bhajate mam pritah shradhalu drid nishchaya jushmanas chatan kaman dukhor dukamascha grehan proktena bhakti yogena bhajato maskrena muni kama hide nashyanti sarvamai hidi sthiti. The gist of these verses is that the association of persons who are averse to Bhagwan and sinful by nature is definitely abominable, but their association would be abominable if they are very pious. On the other hand, the association of persons who are dedicated unmukh to Bhagwan but outwardly seems to be sinful is also satsanga. This does not apply to those who are averse, vimukh to Bhagwan. Maharishi Katyayana has mentioned, Varam huta vah jwala panjarantar vyavstitihi na shauri chinta vimukha jan samvas vaishesham Katyayana samitah Bhaktir Sami Sindhu 1.2.51. It is better to be burned in fire or spend a lifetime imprisoned than to suffer the pain of associating with persons who are averse to Krishna. In the practice of bhakti, it is essential to perform one's action with an impartial attitude after carefully considering all these points.